the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumpa Tailash. The headlines. IBA pays courtesy call on One Love Radio. Farmer challenges government to honor campaign promises. In international headlines, Rwanda denies UN claim of war in Congo civilian massacre. And in sports, Kenya national team head coach hails his side's resilience. And other news in detail. Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA Zambia, has paid a courtesy call on One Love Radio headquarters in Lusaka to oversee the operation of the station, which covers over five provinces with strong five frequencies. Speaking during the courtesy visit, IBA Acting Director General Susan Zulu Ndumingo expressed happiness at having One Love Radio as one of the beneficiaries of the licenses from IBA and noted that it is one of the compliant stations. Ms. Ndumingo commended One Love Radio for the work well done in giving out free radios and free Bibles, as it is a significant achievement in spreading the gospel, and encouraged the station to continue.
As IBA, I think One Love Radio is one of those stations that has remained compliant, and that is commendable. I must also commend you for the work that you are doing, giving out free radios and free Bibles. So this is not a mean achievement, it's actually a very, very big achievement, or a very commendable and great job that you are doing, spreading the gospel out there. We would encourage you to continue doing that, and also to continue being compliant.
Meanwhile, One Love Radio station manager Kalua Tembo says the station started broadcasting in 2014 in Lusaka and then expanded to Siavonga, Mungu, Mansa and Kasama. Ms. Tembo states that the station's mission is to introduce people to Christ and to spread the love of God by providing access to free solar radios valued at about 750 kwacha each, as well as free Bibles. She expressed happiness at having the IBA visit the station and witness its progress over the past 11 years.
Just a bit about One Love Radio. We started broadcasting in 2014. We started with our first station in Lusaka, and then we expanded to Siavonga, then Mungu, Mansa, and Kasama. Yes, our mission is to introduce people to Christ Jesus and to spread the love of God. We are a very practical radio ministry, and one thing that we've been doing over the years is giving people access to free radios, solar radios. So we've been very active in distributing these solar radios, which have a value of about 750 kwacha. We give these radios out for free, and we've also been very active in giving out free Bibles.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has warned and cautioned some business owners operating along Kasangula Road to desist from disposing of waste in drainages. Speaking in a statement, Lusaka City Council, LCC, Public Relations Manager Chola Mamba says during a post-check by LCC officials, it was observed that businesses such as car washes, home shops and welding shops have dominated along the road and were posing a great threat to the environment due to poor waste disposal and discharging of dirty water in drainages. Ms. Mamba says despite the performance contractors' efforts to manage waste in the area, business owners have continued to heap waste in undesignated places, particularly in drainages. She says the practice poses significant environmental and health risks, and the council is determined to address the issue.
Business owners have continued to heap waste in unnetted places, in particular in drainages. This practice poses significant environmental and health risks, and the council is determined to address this matter. The local authority is emphasizing on the importance of proper waste management practices to maintain a clean and healthy environment. Hence, the council has warned and cautioned business owners along that stretch. Proper waste disposal is crucial in preventing environmental degradation and health hazards. The council urges business owners to work together with the local authority in maintaining a clean and healthy environment for all residents.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, media team, working together with journalists from various media houses, has begun inspections on the ground of government-funded projects starting in Lusaka, with a focus on works financed through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Led by UPND Media Director Mark Seymour, journalists from various mainstreams towards several road rehabilitation sites alongside Lusaka City Council LCC officials. The inspection covers key township routes including Ibex Hill Main Street, Simon Mwansakapwepwe Road, Kamanga, Kapiliomba Road, Twin Palm Road, Akisha Road, and sections of Great East and Obama Roads. Speaking during the tour, LCC Assistant Director of Engineering Services, Rachel Daka, says a 40-kilometer urban roads project is funded by the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development at a cost of over 1.8 billion kwacha.
Out of the 40.17 kilometers of roads in Lusaka City. So the scope of works for these roads are surveying, site clearance, asphalt removal, roadbed preparation, crash sort base, asphalt works, markings, installation of road furniture. And the project started in May 2025 and is expected to be completed by May 2026. Our contractors are Lumandwe Resources Limited and Kauji Contractors. The other information you may need to know is the cost of the 40.1 kilometers of these roads in Lusaka City.
Environmental expert James Marchers has sounded the alarm on Zambia's pressing waste management challenges, particularly in Lusaka. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Marchers says government must adopt a more sustainable approach to waste disposal, incorporating modern technologies and well-designed planning to address the issue of waste management. Mr. Marchers has criticized the current system, which relies on outdated methods, and calls for the adoption of new technologies to ensure sustainable environmental practices, emphasizing the need for a well-researched approach to waste management, borrowing from international best practices to address Zambia's environmental concerns.
There's need for government to promote waste segregation, meaning that from the waste generated in domestically, we can segregate the waste. You can have what is biodegradable. What is biodegradable can be put separately, and you being utilized differently to make maybe fertilizers, organic fertilizers. And what is the not biodegradable can actually be recycled and used for something else. So basically, there is need for us to have a very well-researched approach to dealing with these issues and making sure that we borrow from technology, because what we are using currently.
Energy expert Johnston Chikwanda has predicted a dire outlook on Zambia's electricity sector, citing several challenges that will likely persist until the end of the year. Dr. Chikwanda has cited the dropping water levels in Kariba Dam, which will lead to further challenges in power generation, the maintenance of the Mamba power plant, which is expected to take over a month, reducing the plant's capacity to support the power grid by 50%, and the scheduled major rehabilitation works scheduled at the largest hydropower plant in Mozambique, which will result in a loss of over 400 megawatts of power from the country. Meanwhile, Dr. Chikwanda says achieving the 1,000 megawatts target of solar power by the